It's Groundhog Day!
Absolutely, April Fools! Yes, you are a fool in Canada if you are living in the provinces where you got slapped with a carbon tax. That's right, Justin Trudeau has decided you're a mean and bad person because you drive a filthy car, a filthy bus, truck, whatever it is, and he wants you to go electric. Stuart, electric isn't all that everybody thinks it is. It's actually a big challenge in 2024. Good day, everybody. I am David Solomon, and he is Stuart Pasgal, and welcome back to The Rant Network, where we dive into these raw, unfiltered issues, spanning the news, politics, and so much more. We love to deal with absurdities, folks. And at the end of this rant, between what we're going to knock about Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau and all the climatologists out there who think that they've solved world problems, you're going to realize how ridiculous people are. So sit back and relax as we dive into today's issue. And when I talk about electric vehicles, let me be very clear. I've been in one. I don't own one. I've been in them several times. I think they're amazing. I'd love to have one. But 4 years ago, Stuart, when my wife and I were leasing a car, they told us that was it. It was done. No more gas cars or SUVs. It's going to be all hot, especially in the SUV line. All hybrids or electric. Well, here we are 4 years later, and that's not what's happening. We are looking at a gas SUV. There are still too many gas cars. Their selection of EVs are limited. And the challenges faced when I talk to the dealer about EVs, he's telling me, well, yeah, it's great in the long run, but here's the layout. Here's the investment you got to put out there for a basic freaking car. Oh, and by the way, we don't have enough stock. And oh, by the way, well, I don't own one, Stuart. You do. But I think that the notion, two of them. But I think that the notion is good. But guys, this is a half-baked idea.
It's not just half-baked. It's half nuts. Maybe I'm more nuts. We had a rant with a good friend of ours from Canada maybe a year ago about EVs, and I kind of hazed on him. And he convinced me to a certain degree that this was somehow a good idea. So I bought the most popular electric car brand car, and I most recently swapped out another car and got another more luxury-oriented electric car. One that uses the notorious proprietary network, which is now starting to open up, which we won't mention their name, but they are the juggernaut in the business. And I can tell you with utter certainty that when you're trying to get that vehicle charged, it seems to be a little easier because there seems to be more of them. Because two-thirds of all the charging ports out there that are superchargers are actually theirs. Interesting fact. But let's continue on with the biggest problem of all. There's no oversight in any of these charging stations. They're put in, and they say there are 64,000 in the United States. But you know what the problem is? How many of them are operational? Let's then take it another step back. Let's talk about logistics. When you go to the gas station, it takes you up to 5 minutes to fill your car from zero. And it can take you between 45 minutes to 6 hours to charge the same vehicle for the same amount of miles. David, how many gas stations are there in America based off whatever statistic you got?
Look, in 2020, they said there's approximately 150,000 retail gas stations, like those locations across the U.S. There is no statistic for the number of total pumps, but they're guesstimating that the average station has between 6 and 12 pumps. That's between 900,000 and 1.8 million pumps in the United States alone.
So even if you're in rural bumbleweed America or bumbleweed Canada between two provinces that are all 500 miles from the U.S. border, there is an utter desert of EV chargers. And I'm going to tell you a good little story. You know, you have maybe at most 175,000 outlets, according to Consumer Affairs. Okay. In the state of Florida, you have about, according to the same Consumer Affairs report, all 2023, you have 22 million people that live in Florida. You have 3,400 electric car stations. Do you know what that means? There's one charging station for every 6,500.
Yeah, but what they're going to tell you, Stuart, this is the argument they're going to make to you, right? But there aren't that many electric vehicles on the road, so we don't need that many charging stations.
Right, David. So I want to tell you a story. You know, there are the non-big brand charging stations. Mm-hmm. I went to a supercharger. There were two supercharger little outlets. Two of them were broken. Four people are in line for the two that aren't. So I drove to another, which was 11 miles away. What's the big deal? 11 miles, electric car. I'm getting a back massage. I don't care. And I get there, and they have eight superchargers, 150 volt and above. And only two of them are working, and there are six people in line to charge their vehicle. I waited an hour and a half just to be able to plug in.
And how long did it take you to charge the car?
This time it took 45 minutes.
So here's the thing. Everybody wants you to, they're claiming, and what they want is, we're trying to keep the air clean. It's all about climate change. It's all about trying to be a good, a world citizen, global citizen. But the inconvenience, and I know it's a first world problem. I'll stress that. But time is money, and really to sit there and to go, okay, I'm going to sit in my car for an hour and a half to wait to charge my car for 45 minutes. What am I doing in 2 hours and 15 minutes? Like, really? There's an insanity behind that. But Stuart, what happens tomorrow? Go ahead.
So that's a great point. Today, there's only so many users and so many stations with no oversight on any of these metered charging stations. And there's no verification that they work and exist. And what makes it more frustrating is, yes, it's time. Time is money. But even when you get there, there's an unlawlessness that takes place at these unmonitored, unmanaged, unsupervised stations. And you know, what really just drives me bananas is, if you're a rich American, have your own house, you can put one in your house and just charge overnight. And that's great. But if you don't live in a house and live in a condo and they don't
or an apartment building for that matter.
Or an apartment building, or you're just a vagabond. There's nowhere to get a charge. And their arguments are so nonsensical. And I'm going to make a statement. Electric cars are for rich people because poor people have way too many obstacles because the federal government doesn't do much about it.
Well, there's the question I ask, and this is the whole thing, is like, here, the idea is we're going to get slapped with a tax, and checks will come from the government back to you as compensation, you know, that kind of thing. And it's a good scam, whatever, and I'm sure Joe Biden will adopt it as well. But this is the crazy part, okay? It still doesn't get me it still doesn't get the average person who makes maybe $50,000 per household income.
Yep.
To go buy an EV. Like, it doesn't make sense. The outlay, and it goes beyond electric vehicles, but we'll stick to EVs today. If the government put in place buying programs, I would understand. If they would invest money in infrastructure, because listen, Stuart, if I'm in California where there are brownouts and blackouts on a regular basis, and we go out thousands and thousands of EVs, what's going to happen? If there's a power failure at a charging station, Stuart, you can't charge the car.
Well, here's an interesting statistic. There are 16,000 stations in California, 50,000 outlets, and it's at a 25% total usage to station and car. And so the percentage of total is 28%. Mm-hmm. Florida, conversely, has 3,400 stations.
Yep,
9,700. 5th, hang on. But there's only 5.6% coverage of these actual charges.
But again, you know, the statistics are wonderful. And the coverage, and they're going to argue this. My personal beef with all of this, and this is, again, part and parcel, is it's unrealistic what you're trying to get people to do. The government, the U.S. government, the Canadian government, Western society has bought into the notion that they have to do everything to satisfy those tree huggers, the people who are screaming that the world is going to burn. And I'm not saying that there isn't an impact on climate change, and I agree that we have to do our thing. But the same people who brought you recycling programs that are still being thrown in landfills, it's the same thing that's going on here. We're going to end up with the same problem here. We have electric vehicles that we're just – folks, don't tell people by 2030 we're going to have no more of these cars, or by 2035 we're going to be totally electric. It's nonsensical. You don't have infrastructure. Look at the – look, you cannot keep bridges up. You cannot put – you can't fix your roads. You cannot – I mean, there are states that are a disaster. And yet here you are, you're mandating 50 states to completely convert without any thought behind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is the nonsensical part of it. And listen, Florida, great, super, that people have the stations and people can go and charge. And here in Canada too, or whatever. But, you know, we drove from Montreal to Toronto, a 500-kilometer, 350-mile road. And I got to tell you, we had to pre-plan where we're charging the car because, you know what? You can't run out of electricity. It's not like you...
David, you pre-plan to charge your car.
Yeah.
Get to a charging station with 50 miles. And by the way, 3 out of 3 charging stations are kaput. Yet they don't appear that way on which app, which brand, which charging method, which... adapter. It is an utter disorganized shit show, no different than the administration in both of our countries.
Okay.
Twisting it into politics.
No, but you know what? Listen, they're pushing everybody here for electric trucks, electric buses, and whatever. At the end of the day, Stuart, what this is going to do is it's going to cost us more. Because what the government loves to do is to slap in ideas, half-baked, half-cooked, whatever you want to call it, not well thought out because it sounds good for votes. And then when the reality sets in, there's a new tax hitting us because we can't afford to do this and we shouldn't do that. So today it's a carbon tax in Canada saying, oh, if you drive a gas car, we're penalizing you. Tomorrow it's going to be an electric surcharge because we can't fix decisions. We don't have enough energy. We don't have enough this. Listen, we're a net exporter of electricity, Stuart. We've got plenty of electricity to supply. What are you guys going to do? Stuart, what are you guys going to do?
David, I'm absolutely perplexed. I think the concept is phenomenal. I think the vehicles, in some cases, the more luxurious ones, are fantastic.
Stuart, I was in a Prius, a taxi driver who drove a Prius in San Diego. And I was like, this is amazing. It sounds like a golf cart. It's not noisy. It's easy to start and stop. It's wonderful. It's great. Stuart, but you know, it's great. But the reason why, and here's the scary part. I asked the taxi driver, so why did you go to a Prius? Why are all you guys in EVs? And he said, because gas is like $8 a gallon. He goes, yeah. We can't afford it. So we have to tax the hell out of people so that they can pay super amounts of money to get an electric vehicle and hope like hell they could charge. So if a taxi driver has to do an hour of a charge to get back on the road, that's a lost income.
And you know, Dave, I would love to jump in and see if that friend would come back for another conversation.
Stuart, I'll tell you offline what he's doing. But the thing is that it's fascinating. And I'll give you the last word is you who have two EVs and you're fortunate enough to have them. You're recognizing that, listen, great in the long run, but in the short term, I have to plan more. I can't just go to a gas station and get gas. I got to plan so much more now, which I know sounds silly, but I'm losing hours a day if I have to charge my vehicle. And it's not like, oh, and by the way, people, it's not like a gas car. Okay. It's not like, don't get me wrong. You can charge it at your home. You're lucky enough. Okay. But most people cannot. And I cannot imagine where this is going to take us, Stuart. Stuart, last word to you. Would you recommend someone get an EV today?
I don't know. I just don't know.
All right. Well, on that note, since Stuart, who usually has an opinion on everything, doesn't have an opinion on whether we should do it. All right, folks, that's it for today. We're done. If you have an electric vehicle, that's cool. Send us a message. Tell us about your experiences with your electric vehicle. Love to hear it and share it with our fans here. We hope you caught something out of today's dialogue. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. We broadcast on noon Eastern. So if you miss us, you could subscribe and the notifications will come to you that we have broadcast and the new podcast is up. Otherwise, go to our YouTube channel. Go to our website, therantnetwork.com. We are there. We're on all the social channels, and we are also on all the downloadable podcast channels, so you can hear us on audio. You can watch our ugly faces on video, whatever you would like. And until next time, Stuart, let's say goodbye.
Goodbye.